Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk. Today we are going to have a conversation on relationship, trust in a relationship. And the question on board is, should you be friends with your partner's friend? Should you be friends with your partner's friend? Tell me.
It depends.
It depends on what?
It depends on the trust that you said. It depends on the trust that you said. I have one friend that I don't trust at all. In fact, I had a lady that I was interested in. And I let that friend... Yeah, we'll see.
Close it.
Oh. I don't know.
Okay. So the friend went in to take the number for me. And I was so stupid that he asked me to give the lady's number to him.
Did your friend know that you are into the lady?
Yes, everybody knows. When I'm in love, I will tell everybody. So he knew that I was really in love with the lady.
Right.
And so he took the number and was rather testing the lady.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst I was equally testing the lady, he was also testing the lady. And it's
jow.
Funny. Lady needs to mommy blue tick. No, guy, no. A tester, no. A flusa.
But so Julian, why it seems you are smiling a lot?
I'm interested in the conversation.
Yeah. I want to know the story. Mm-hmm. So I was really hurt when I got to know that, I trust you, say, at least, lady, I may penalty. Now, what's your number?
Mm.
And then, what can be a mommy? I don't know what. I did not go faster.
Now,
what for a chair and an ape?
Right.
You see, so me, it depends on the person or I'm a friend. There's nothing wrong to say,
So, Julian, what do you think? Sure. Should you be friends with your partner's friend?
Sometimes it helps you.
Do you have a female friend?
Yeah, I have a female friend. I was friends with my girlfriend's friend.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Do Ike, what do you think?
Trust in a relationship is a very good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then being friends with your partner's friend is a very delicate matter. And the reason I'm saying that is because you have to set boundaries. You have to respect the fact that your friend has something to do with. So say one set boundaries now, one respect a relationship. And sometimes you go out of boundary and certain things can happen.
Right. Yeah. So fantastic. So I chanced upon it was someone's story just about the trust and then being friends with your partner's friend. So here it goes from Josh Sport TV on the bed app. Twitter is currently what?
X.
So my baby got into admission in Canada recently and she had to travel out, obviously. We had promised each other heaven and earth, so it was hard letting go of the relationship. So we reassured each other and kept on with the relationship. She traveled and everything went on fine. We do video calls a lot. I did not even feel any form of absence because we spoke every damn time. So recently, I got sick, like very sick, that I couldn't go out to get medicine. Only my babe knew. And she had to tell one of her female friends to come and check up on me. So she sent the girl money and asked her to go to a pharmacy and get me a medicine and also enter the supermarket and one restaurant to get me some varieties to eat. So the girl came, this big nyash girl came without panties and bra. Like, it's so, I'm still reading. It's so glaring in her short gown. I couldn't help but get hard immediately. Charlie, She entered my apartment. She greeted me, long time. How are you? Because we've seen each other before and my best friends know me very well. Because she won't stop posting me. So the vibes was there. No awkwardness. This girl brought out everything she bought. Did a video call with my girlfriend to show that the things have been received and thanked her. After a few minutes, the girl was about leaving. Then she requested if she should cook stew and come later tonight. I foolishly said yes. And bro, that was it. The girl cooked stew and came very late at night, around 9 p.m. and decided to sleep over. Oh my gosh. The rest was history. Sick man went 3 good rounds. So, basically that. The guy has cheated on the girlfriend. And I think these things mostly happen to the girls, the ladies. Now, these things mostly happen to you when you start introducing your boyfriend to your friends. Oh, a man, because I'm jealous. Hey, almost any brave bro, I'm yeah. And you know, all you know, no need a pedada. And we also, yare. Now, what's me up for 3 rounds? So, you need to ask yourself this question. How would you feel if your girlfriend is having a bestie? Sammy? How would you feel if your girlfriend is having a best friend?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it.
So, there's nothing wrong with bestie?
No, wait. If my girlfriend is having a guy, if my girlfriend is having a guy bestie.
Yes.
Oh, no, it can't happen.
But you said it's okay to be.
I thought my girlfriend is having a lady's best friend.
No.
Or bestie. No, it can't happen. I mean,
okay. Hold that thought. So, Ike.
Yeah, I think it's obvious because if I should have a girlfriend, why should I go in for another bestie or another best friend who is a female? No, it doesn't happen that way. Because the moment you guys are best friends, then you move along. You don't have to get an opposite sex best friend again. Yes. It wouldn't help the relationship. And it's not a healthy one, by the way.
So, Julian, you said,
yeah,
if you get a girlfriend, you're going to leave your female best friend.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. No, we will talk, but it won't be as frequent as we used to.
But you said, No.
I can't do that.
Why the sudden change of...
Meet me, Sean, and sir.
Yeah,
he was very sure about it.
But do you have a bestie now?
Right now,
do you have a bestie?
I have a bestie.
You have?
I don't have a bestie. I have a close friend. I don't have a bestie.
What's the difference?
Explain bestie.
Hold on. Bestie. Do you have a bestie?
But I mean, I don't have a female bestie. Oh, I have a female bestie. I have one. But unfortunately, they were not any sexual.
What is unfortunate about it?
At the mention of bestie, you should know that definitely there is going to be something sexual.
Oh no!
Trust me.
Me, my take is if you are having a boyfriend or a girlfriend, what is the why do you still have a male or female best friend? What is it that you can what kind of conversation can you have with your best friend that you can't have with your nobody is saying leave your best friend or Sean your best friend, but there are certain conversations and then some emotional conversations that you should stop those conversations with your bestie and
like
then have
what?
If someone is your bestie, whether male or female, the person is going to be emotionally available. So if your boyfriend is there, why do you have to like give the emotional availability to?
What I would say is it gets boring.
What gets boring?
Relationship. Say yeah, share as yeah. I mean, in the first few months, a year or two, you know, yeah, na emu ede. I mean, after na washing the pakro, after na mo siya mo likes, mo dislikes, after na mo fantasies, na mo you are living your fantasies and the rest. But when reality dawn on you guys, sometimes it gets boring.
So wait. So your expectation is to be in a relationship and be happy always, enjoy.
You can never be happy always, but to face the reality, no, It gets boring.
Have you been in a long-term relationship before?
Oh, no, just 6 months.
Then it is never boring. Sammy?
Long-term is how many years?
3 years.
Three?
Yes.
Long-term is three years.
About three plus. 3 years, yes.
About 3 years.
Yes. You basically become like siblings. It is never boring.
That's where it gets boring.
It is never boring.
See, I
was in a long-term relationship before getting married to my girlfriend.
Were you living with the person?
No.
It was a distance something?
You know, it wasn't a distance. You know, it wasn't a distance because if I wanted to see her, I would just pick a car and then come and see her. Do you get it?
That's why it's not boring.
Wait. When after completing school, we started living together. So I think we lived together for like 2 years.
Really?
Yes. It is never boring.
Ah, they be a more friend who want your baby car.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
really?
So. Oh yes.
These days, when you try to be a child in front of your girlfriend or your boyfriend, it be weird.
That is why I asked you, have you ever been in a long-term relationship and you truly love each other, you become like siblings. And you say, excuse my language,
it means,
yes.
I can't.
You can't.
Yes. When you live together, you basically become like siblings. It never gets boring.
Really?
It gets boring when you have certain expectations. That is why in our previous episode, I asked about your expectations. Sure. And you said, love me the way. No. If you are having a sort of an expectation from your spouse, that is where it gets boring. Because trust me, the person that you are with, you may think the person is beautiful. Bev here, you think, oh, Bev is beautiful.
Bev is beautiful.
You will see someone who is far, far better looking than Bev.
And she smells nice.
Because, listen, so if you are not having those, if you get to the understanding that, and if you get to the understanding that, okay, I am always going to see someone who is more beautiful than my spouse, always going to meet people who are far, far nice looking, are having better behaviors, you get to understand that is where you mature.
So there's no need to have a bestie because it is always exciting with your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
Oh, yes. When you have a bestie in a relationship, it is going to create confusion between both of you. Opposite gender.
Okay, so you should specify.
Yeah, opposite gender. If you're having, if I'm having a female best friend, it is going to create problems with my wife. My wife is going to say, but what sort of conversation that is it that you have with your best friend that you can have with?
Me.
You get it.
Sure.
You can confide. You basically see my private parts like 247. So why do you need and now who my private part I then I'll be to minimum account. Which me no best friend account minimum.
But it doesn't matter whether if you have a girlfriend, crana, more nakedness.
Hey,
and there's nothing
brother.
Wrong with it.
You have to be serious.
But
here.
I'm talking from the social side of it, not the moral side of it.
Okay.
I said social part of it.
You don't have to commit, you know. Sometimes you have to try and avoid certain things that will lead you astray.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you just have to avoid those kind of
things. I know, say the Bible is there. But let's say, minka say the Bible is not there. But when from the social side of it, say oh a girlfriend and mommy and mo pem hoa. Definitely say dumb hoa. That's a my bibia. I know say mobe humo nakedness and there's nothing wrong with it. On the social part of it, there's nothing wrong with it. But morally dear, I mean I think say Bible no.
Listen, you don't just see the nakedness of your partner.
And just go away.
No, you don't get to see it. You know, you have to be in, you know.
Bro, we are
talking
about friendship here.
Yeah,
this is not about intimate sexual relationship. We are not talking about that.
So Bev, I think it is bad. You don't have a boyfriend. That's why I'm saying your boyfriend would never agree with you to have a male best friend.
And so if I have a
boyfriend, it is not about being insecure.
I understand.
Yeah.
So if I have a boyfriend that I shouldn't have a male
friend. He's not going to allow you to have a male friend.
No, let's say I have this male friend that I go go out with all the time and I have a boyfriend, should I stop being boyfriend?
Yes, so go out with
yes, go out with your boyfriend.
Do you know why? Because
what if the boyfriend is not there?
He should be there. If
not,
listen,
like not there, like stay, maybe just a home. Long distance.
Can I ask a question?
Okay,
how would you feel? How would you feel if your boyfriend is also going out with another friend constantly every time, and then you are at home, and then your boyfriend is going out with her, with his female friend,
long distance.
You
know the difference between men and women. We understand how we think.
Sure.
The last time we talked about that.
We understand how we think. Trust me, yeah. If you're having a male best friend, okay, do this. Call your male best friend and then tell him that you are feeling horny.
Yeah. I will gladly come.
None of your friends will refuse.
Just call him and say that, I'm feeling horny. Listen, wait.
Okay.
Call him and say that, I'm feeling horny.
We can try right now.
You can try.
Yeah.
So call your best friend.
My friend will insult me.
Your male bestie.
Not my male bestie, but we are close friends.
You know,
do you know something?
But it's not the same thing.
It's no. Let me change. You're about to call the person. Let me change what you say. When you call the person, tell the person that you're ready to have sex. You want to have sex with him.
Be serious about it.
So that's
Don't tell the person you're horny. Just
like,
tell the person
want
that
to hear it right now.
Yes.
Yes, we want to hear.
Don't laugh. Be serious. Say that you've been thinking. Listen, babe. Listen. This is how it should go. Listen. When you call him, say that. What's his name? Romeo. You know. I've been thinking about something. It's been quite a while now. And I feel shy, and I don't know if you are going to agree or not, because I've always found you attractive, and right now I'm thinking about you.
Listen, I know. My boy,
and he said,
go straight to the point.
Jeff, Romeo,
Smoke. Wait. Wait. I've seen instances like this. Just stop.
It will happen.
Yes. Stop.
It won't happen.
Stop.
It will happen. I know my like. No, it won't
listen,
happen.
We know ourselves.
We are cheap.
We know ourselves. You know, there are people that would gladly like turn it down.
Sure.
Okay. Let's say, boy, we are friends.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you where you are.
And he will come. Yes. But me, I have a friend.
Every day, yeah, you're not lying.
We would smash.
No, not
gladly.
Everybody.
No, listen, gladly Sammy, smash.
Listen, what do you even call it? Okay.
Sure.
And it's not a bit of a Nipper the 9 2 and 19. Jones will be 9 3 and then Jesse the 9 3 and 19. And as in the in Nipau. So what I say. There are exceptions. Exceptions that doesn't make the rules. Okay. There are exceptions to everything. You will be Obeka Samasa. I'm not going to do that. So what I say.
Sure.
But in general, MMA is your best smash.
Yes, about 90% of them will
no,
just
90,
quick, 90, quick, 95, quick, 97. Quick. You ain't hesitate to cry.
About 90% of them.
Even men of God, they will smash.
They will cry there easily. They will smash.
But it's true. I'm telling you the facts.
So we shouldn't have.
When you are in a serious relationship, you shouldn't have best friends
best,
with someone.
Best friends with
you
someone.
Shouldn't be friends with the opposite sex.
Interesting.
Yes, you shouldn't be friends because I used to be friends with this lady. We weren't best friends. Who, you know, my wife, before we got married, she was like, we've been together for quite a while now. and she saw a conversation that I was telling the girl about something that I was embarking on. And she was like, why do you have to have that conversation with that girl when I am there? So seize those conversations with. And will you be happy? And frankly speaking, I said no. That was it.
But I think, oh dear, no, in your case, no, what worry?
No, that was before you got married.
That's before you got married.
Yeah, I was in a serious relationship.
In your case.
Oh, you see, that's the truth.
Sammy, when you are in a serious relationship, it is different. Because you know that, oh, okay, when the time is right, I'm going to get married to this lady. What you are saying, you know, in order to remove any what do we call it, suspicion be about you, and then the trust issues be if you hope.
Sure.
What you are saying? Uh huh.
I understand.
Nice. So thank you so much for your thoughts on this conversation. Hopefully we can have another conversation. But babe, do you have something to say again, Julian?
No, please, I'm okay.
Example.
But I mean, it is perfectly okay to have a bestie.
But when you're in a serious
relationship.
Yes. But just as I said, just have boundaries. That's all.
And that doesn't make it
I said it gets boring sometimes, and sometimes you need some people to talk to.
And I asked you, have you ever been in a long-term relationship?
But 6 months.
No, listen. It's a long term. Let's be serious here. You've never been in a long term. You've never been in a serious relationship. That's
I've been in a serious relationship. It never gets boring. I was actually in love. I mean, no, like.
For 6 months.
Yeah, you see, when you
it was last. When it was six months.
No, when you love someone, even six months is like 6 years.
No, you're lying.
I mean, it's true.
You're lying. Do you know that there are stages in dating? And if you don't take each stage one at a time, that is how, what you are going
so
to experience.
I wasn't in love.
No, you weren't.
What are you telling me?
You were horny.
What are you telling me?
So thank you. Yeah, that brings us to the end of our conversation. We are going to continue in our next episode. So stay tuned, stay blessed, stay safe, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.